Welcome and welcome back, my brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Shanika Elso. All praises and great glory belongs to the Most High for this divine word that He just placed on my spirit. Y'all, I know I have mentioned this in previous videos, where the word says that our body is the temple of the living God, right? And in another place in the scriptures, it says that to be ye not equally yoked with unbelievers. That what fellowship that light has with darkness? And what fellowship does the temple of God have with Belial? At least I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, girl, y'all, I am horrible with pronunciation. So if I did not pronounce that right, my bad, okay? One thing that just occurred to me, because I used to always wonder, why is it that when I go somewhere, for instance, and the atmosphere is demonic, right? And how do you know that an atmosphere is demonic? Is when you all of a sudden you walk into an environment and all of a sudden you feel uneasy, you feel anxiety, and all of a sudden you feel like that you just cannot be in that atmosphere. That is because, just like the scripture says, the light cannot dwell with darkness. Demonic presence and the Holy Spirit cannot coexist with one another. This is why I firmly believe that a lot of these deliverance ministries are teaching false doctrines. They actually believe that a born-again believer, a person who has been rejuvenated and renewed and been baptized by the washing of the water of the word and is filled with the Holy Spirit, can actually be demonically possessed. That is literally impossible. Because like I just stated, if you go somewhere and you know that that presence, that atmosphere is demonic, you're not going to want to dwell in that place. And likewise, a person that may have demons in them because they're not believers, they cannot dwell in your presence. And that's why you may find certain people that may hate you for no reason if you filled with the Holy Spirit. It's because their demons are irritated by your spirit. So how is it that a person that can be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit be demonically demon possessed? That don't make any sense to me. It's just like the Bible says that we cannot serve two masters. We will hate the one or love the other. Demons and the Holy Spirit cannot dwell together. So if you find yourself in a position to where you do not understand why all of a sudden you're what I call socially awkward around certain individuals, and that you know for a fact that there are not believers, okay? They are not filled with the Holy Spirit. It is because you two or three or four, or you cannot dwell in the same presence as unbelievers. It is it's impossible. Who cannot dwell together? Man, I was just sitting here thinking like, wow, this is why when, and I know I'm not the only one, where a lot of us go to a certain place and it's like we get to the point where we cannot be in that certain spot. We cannot be in that environment. And it's because the two cannot coexist with one another. For those out there who are listening to a lot of these deliverance ministries, and if the Most High wills, he has been showing me a lot of things concerning that doctrine. Do not believe what these people are teaching, that you can be demonically possessed if you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, that comes very close to blaspheming the Most High, because that ministry is basically teaching that once you are renewed in the Holy Spirit, that the Most High is not true to His word. That He promised us if we repent and if we choose to serve Him with all our heart, soul, and we become new creatures. We become new. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Once we begin to seek the Most High God's in His word, it begins to cleanse us from all sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Most High promises that He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that He will give us a heart of flesh and not of stone. So there is no way possible for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be filled with demons at the same time. It is true, you can still be struggling with sin. You can still be demonically oppressed. But a lot of times, y'all, to be honest, that is just us battling the flesh. That's all that is. So I don't want you to think that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, that you can be demonically possessed. The two cannot coexist with one another. It doesn't work. It's just like the world is at enmity with the Most High. The two cannot exist one another. That's why he says that if you love the world and the things of this world, if any person love the world, then the love of the Father is not in them. Every ministry teaches basically that the Holy Spirit is a lie if you can be demonically possessed. Because if you were demonically possessed, that means that the Holy Spirit does not dwell in you, which is retarded. If you are being renewed, if you have been renewed, if you have been born again in the Spirit, and you will know if you are. That's crazy to me. And y'all, the more the Most High is leading me to the truth about all these different false doctrines out here, the more it's starting to really grieve me in my spirit. Because we are in the last days. And it's so important to stay in your word. Because the Bible says that many shall depart from the faith, taking heed to seducing doctrines and doctrines of devils. And once you have tasted the good word of the Most High and have become partakers with the Holy Spirit, and you become entangled again with the wickedness of this world, then it is impossible to come back to repentance. That's what the Bible say. I love y'all so much. I know that I have not met any of y'all face to face in person, but as someone who has been deceived, for someone who fell for these seducing doctrines, my heart aches for people who have or are following for these false teachings. Do not exalt man above the Most High. He said that we ought to obey God, not man. Test every spirit, because not every spirit belongs to the Most High. Test everything, everything. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Don't follow nobody. Don't follow me. Don't follow these pastors, these so-called prophets. Because the Most High will never lead you astray. Never. And I get it. We are looking for leaders in this world. But I'm telling you, we are all in the flesh. None of us are going to get it 100%. None of us are. I don't care how much you read the word. I don't care how strong your faith is. We are all learning, and we learn each and every day. Because the Most High God reveals to us things little by little, line by line, precept by precept, here little, there little. It is always according to our level of understanding, and it's always according to how the Most High God chooses to reveal it to us at that given moment. Because I can't tell you how many times I have read a certain scripture over and over again, and all of a sudden one day a deeper understanding reveals itself, and then even then it still goes deeper, because searching things of the Most High is beyond our understanding. That's why he says that his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. That even when we read the book of Job, he asked Job all these questions that he was not even able to answer. Because the things, how he do things, is beyond our understanding. It is so easy to exalt men when they claim they hear from the Most High, when they claim to hear God said this, God told me this, God said this. So yeah, you're thinking, okay, he hearing from God, and I feel like I don't, so I'm going to exalt him. No, don't do that, because the Most High speaks to us all. He speaks through his word. He the way he reveals himself is not in, it's not going to be in a way that we may perceive him. We may not be able to perceive him the way he speaks to us. Please, my brothers and sisters, I am urging y'all, follow no man. You follow the Most High. You seek him above all things. While there is breath in your body, there is still chance to repent if need be. it is still chance that to turn to him. People think life is too short, and people think because we don't know when our last day here is on this earth. So while there is still breath in our body, while we're still walking around, it's a chance for us to repent. It's a chance for us to learn how to walk in the ways of the Most High and not according to men, because we all sin and fall short. I don't care who you are. I fall short daily, and I'm still learning. I tell y'all all the time, we are all students, and God is our teacher. It's the reason why I say that, because I don't want y'all to exalt me as if I'm your teacher. I'm not. The Most High is the absolute true teacher, because you have these different doctrines out here. You have these different philosophies out here. You have all these different things, and it's causing heresies and confusion. But one thing I'm going to tell you, if you see something that's causing a lot of confusion and a lot of strife, that wisdom do not come from above. Because the Bible say the wisdom from above is peaceable. It's gentle. It's without partiality. It's without hypocrisy. Man, oh, glory be to the Most High. I'm urging my brothers and sisters out there. I'm begging y'all. In this last day, in this hour, choose who you going to serve. Are you going to serve man of this world? Are you going to serve the man in your life? Are you going to serve the enemy of this world? Are you going to serve the Most High? It's one or the other. You can't have both. And this is not to say that the Most High won't use people to minister to you. That's not to say that the Most High God won't use people to warn you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you're taking these people and turning it into your God. And y'all, it's so easy to do. It's so easy. If you find yourself watching more YouTube videos, and y'all, I'm talking for experience. If you find yourself watching more YouTube videos than reading your word, that's not a good sign. And if you're watching a certain person on this YouTube channel more than you reading your word, that's a clear sign that you have turned that person to your God unawares. Y'all, I remember seeing this correction in a video, and it convicted me, and I got mad. But then the Most High had to correct me. He pointed it out to me. That's exactly what I was doing. It's so easy to be deceived out here, y'all. It's so easy to be seduced by these false doctrines. It's easy. We are all like sheep, and sheep is easily led astray. That's why he has to have his rod and his staff. Because his rod and his staff, that is what keeps us in check. That's why the Bible says in Psalm 23 that his rod and staff comfort me. Glory be to the Most High. It comforts me because that rod is used to correct me if need be. And that staff will lead me back to the sheepfold. So y'all, please, 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 please read the word more. Yes, I know it's hard to do. That's a day-to-day struggle for everybody, for all of us. It's not me too. But read the word. If you need to take a break from social media, please do. If you need to fast from YouTube, please do. The Most High teach you. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. Let Yahshua teach you everything that you need to know. And I'm not trying to talk at nobody. I'm not trying to judge nobody. This is an urgent warning to all my brothers and sisters out there. The time is at hand in the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is at hand. The Messiah is about to come. He's about to come. The end is here. We are living in the last days right now as we speak. And everything that's going on with the pandemic, with all these different deaths, while there is breath still in your body, go to the Most High. He will not lead you wrong. He will not lead you astray. He will teach you what you need to know. All you have to do is ask him. Ask and it shall be given. Seek him and ye shall find him. Keep knocking at the door. He will answer. It shall be done. It shall be open unto you. Our God is an amazing God, y'all. Just taste and see. These men, these so-called men, can't do nothing for us. That's why we want more. Yes, true, we want more of the Most High, but it's different. Have y'all ever just been so embedded in the word and all of a sudden you get sleepy? That's because that word, and people think that's demonic, but in actuality it's not. That's the Most High God's peace. And that is because the word fills us up, is satisfied. That's why he says, I am the bread of life. Yeshua said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that drink of my living water shall never thirst. That means that you won't have to find nothing outside of him, outside of Yeshua, outside of the Most High to satisfy. All of our satisfaction come from above, not here on this earth. That's why the Bible say that we ought to see things from above. True treasures are in heaven where thieves cannot break through and steal, that moths can't corrupt. But where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. So where is your treasure at? I'm talking to myself too. Where is your treasure at? Is it above or is it on this earth where all these things will pass away? All the wisdoms, false doctrines, all these things is going to pass away. But the Most High God's word will stand. Glory be to the Most High. I know this is a long video, and I just felt the Spirit come upon me. And I love y'all so much, and so does the Most High. He wished that no man shall perish, but that all shall come to repentance. And I pray that we will be of a repentant heart, that we will turn to the Most High, and that we will seek Him with all our heart, soul, and mind. Because that is His will and His desire for us. The Bible says to seek Him first in His righteousness. Seek His kingdom first. Everything else that He will add is just a bonus. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Glory be to the Most High. I hope that this word has helped you. And best believe, it's not my intent to be harsh. It's not my intent to judge or offend nobody. That is the last thing I want. The last. Matter of fact, I need to not say that no more. I don't want that period. I don't want that period. And every time I said the last thing, I repent of that. Because that means that it's something that I still want to do, and that's absolutely false. I don't want that to happen, period. I don't want no division in the body of the Messiah. Even though it is prophesied, but it is what it is. I love y'all so much. Don't forget to like. Please share this video with people so they can be aware of what is going on in this evil world. So they can be aware of the things, because we're supposed to exhort. Exhort means to warn. And this is coming from a place of love. If you have not yet subscribed to the channel, make sure y'all subscribe and hit that bell to get notifications when the Most High moves me to upload new content. Because all glory belongs to Him, because I'm not of my own. All dominion belongs to Him. So I hope this word has blessed you. Until next time, my kings and queens, God bless. Talk soon.